I mean, it seems to me that the first thing is to recognize, for the translator, to recognize and for the reader to be able to work this out instinctively and without being given footnotes to say it, that there are two or arguably three modes of expression, that there's the spoken mode of expression, which is regular line by line, more or less the same meter line by line. And then there's the sung mode of expression, whether it's sung as usual by a chorus or whether it's sung by an individual. And then there is a third kind of, roughly called a recitative. If you think of a Bach passion, actually one begins to get something of the same mode, perhaps less of the spoken mode. But how does one find what Brodsky called metrical equivalences for the modes? For myself, I'm not talking at this stage about myself, I'm talking about what other people do.
Yes.
So I'd like to see a translation that does bring out those differences and has a way of marking lyric as lyric and has a way of marking spoken what in the original are iambics, but iambic in the Greek sense, which is not a straightforward equivalence to the English sense, a translation that brings those out, and then a translation that attempts something of the register. The spoken meters are not the straightforward spoken language, but they're not a long way away from it, and that the meters of the lyrics are considerably more freer in their use of language, free in their use of association, and much more unpredictable in their jumps of trains of thought. So bringing out the way that the spoken parts of tragedy are on the whole reasoned, argumentative, with trains of thought that one can follow, even if they are trains of thought that are rhetorically specious. While the lyric parts are, it's their very nature that they follow this kind of flight of thought. So you're never quite sure where they're going and you're never quite sure what their relationship to the play is. You're constantly being challenged to work out the relationship. And I think it's almost thing number one for me that a translation should be able to bring, of tragedy should be able to bring out those distinctions.